Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
Now, yesterday we met Madeline and Cynthia, two young people. Now, because they're young people, they talk in a language I don't really understand.
Luckily, our article explains what these different words and phrases mean for you,
yep.
And for our students, and also for me. This is good for English learners and old people who aren't cool.
Yesterday, we learned about homebodies and loners. I think I might be both.
We also found out that it means when somebody tells you a picture, it didn't happen, 没图没真相.
And finally learned what somebody means when they say, I can't even, which seems to me that somebody can't even have the ability with words to finish a sentence to describe how they're feeling.
Today, we're going to look at some more examples of modern slang and also see how Madeline and Cynthia use them in conversation.
Okay.
Slang for everyday life.
PDA, public display of affection.
Madeline is on her phone.
Okay, honey, bye.
Madeline blows kisses into the phone.
Ew!No more PDAs! Also, shouldn't we work on our group homework?
Butthurt.
I forgot about that. I have a date with Liam.
Again? You're letting our group down.
No, I'm not. I always do my best.
Hey, calm down. Don't get butthurt, okay?
You only think about yourself.
I am calm!You just hurt my feelings, though!
Do you even think about my feelings? No, because you only think about yourself.
I'll show up to work on the homework next time.
Facepalm.
What about this time?
I'm going on a date, remember?
Bye. Oh, you're really... Oh.
Facepalm.Phone, phone. We need to turn off our phones before the movie starts. We need to turn off our phones before the movie starts. Work on, work on.I'm working on my school project right now. Please don't bother me. I'm working on my school project right now. Please don't bother me. Show up, show up. I waited at the bus stop for 30 minutes.But the bus never showed up. I waited at the bus stop for 30 minutes, but the bus never showed up. Next, next. Tommy will study Japanese at college next year. Tommy will study Japanese at college next year.
So the article starts with a bit of description to see what's happening, and we see that Madeline is on her phone. Now, the word phone is our first word power word for the day. It is P-H-O-N-E. It's not an F, it's P-H-O-N-E. And for people who live in a cave and don't know what a phone is, here's our word power word.So a phone is, of course, a piece of electronic equipment that you use for speaking to someone in a different place using a different phone. Here's an example. We need to turn off our phones before the movie starts. We need to turn off our phones before the movie starts. Yeah, especially you.
Phone 这个名词呢是电话的意思。那文章中指的就是 cell phone, 手机。例句说呢，在电影开始之前，我们必须将我们的手机关机。关机，我们说 turn off the phone. 那开机当然就是 turn on the phone.、Mm-hmm. So, Madeline's on her phone when somebody's on somebody's phone. He or she is talking on the phone, 也就是在讲电话的意思。
Yeah, and this time she is actually talking, not just texting,、mm-hmm. so she is really on the phone. Although we can say someone is on the phone or using their phone、mm-hmm. when they're texting. Now, we see that Madeline says, okay, honey, bye.
好的，亲爱的，拜拜。
Oh, I can see where this is going. Some more description now, and we see that Madeline blows kisses into the phone. So to blow kisses is when you...kiss your hand or kiss the air and then sort of send the kisses over to someone who isn't quite close enough for you to kiss for real.
我们直接请 Pat 老师示范怎么 blow kisses into the phone. Can you show us how to blow kisses into the phone? Pretend that you're talking on the phone with your wife.
Yes, sir. Bye, bye, bye.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.Okay. All right, so after Madeline does all of this, blowing kisses, saying honey, Cynthia says, ew!
Ew.
No more PDAs! Okay,
PDA.
Here, PDA, it's a public display of affection, which is when you and your partner kiss or cuddle and all that sort of stuff in public. So a display is when you show something.Affection means love and really caring for people, and it's in public, so public displays of affection, PDAs. And of course, PDAs often make other people feel uncomfortable.
Mm, so Cynthia 才说 ew, 好恶哦 no more PDAs, 不要再放闪了好吗？那 PDA 代表的是三个英文字 public displays of affection. Public 是公众的 displays 是展示 affection 就是情感。
So Cynthia also kind of then like, stop doing that, stop doing that.、Mm-hmm. She has something important to discuss. She says, also,Shouldn't we work on our group homework? Okay, we have another word power word for you, though in this case, it's a phrasal verb and it's work on. So work, W-O-R-K, then on, O-N, work on. To work on something means to spend time producing or improving that thing. For example, I'm working on my school project right now, please don't.Bother me. I'm working on my school project right now. Please don't bother me.
To work on 是着手进行某事的意思。So I'm working on my school project. 我正在做我的学校报告。不要打扰我。
Okay, now, this comment about working on group homework kind of moves the conversation on. And now Madeline says, oh, I forgot about that. I have a date with Liam.
Madeline, 接下来就说我压根忘了我跟 Liam 要约会。那我们知道这个 handsome boy's name is
Liam. Yes, there we go. And so Cynthia, not unreasonably, is not happy. It's like, come on, we've got to work.
Yeah, we've got
work
to do.
You're off with your handsome boyfriend guy. She says, again, you're letting our group down.If you let someone down, you disappoint them, usually by not doing what you promised to do.
So Cynthia 又说 again, 还要再约会吗？还来吗？你实在是让我们的小组很失望。To let somebody down, 也就是 to make somebody disappointed, 让人失望。
And Madeline says, no, I'm not. I always do my best.To do one's best means that you try your hardest and you do everything you can. However, when people use it, we're kind of admitting that we failed. We tried hard, we failed, we did our best, but our best wasn't quite good enough.
So, Madeline 这边说，我才没有嘞，我总是尽心尽力的好吗？ Is that true? I don't believe her.、Mm. To do one's best, 也就是尽某人的全力，尽全力去做某事，我们可以说 to do one's best, to do something. So here, Madeline can say, I always do my best to help our group. 我总是尽全力帮助我们这组别哦。But is she really?
I don't know, but she's obviously upset. So Cynthia says, hey, calm down. Now here we're using calm, C-A-L-M, calm, as a verb as part of the phrase calm down, meaning stop being angry, stop being worried, and just relax a bit.
Calm down, 这里是冷静下来，不要激动的意思。那 calm 在这里当的是动词哦，所以 calm down 是一个动词片语。那 calm 还可以当作形容词，代表冷静的。I'm a calm person, 我是一个冷静的人。
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
Mostly, yes.
Okay.
Cynthia then adds, don't get butt hurt, okay? Now, this was a word that I didn't really know, except in its more obvious butt hurt,
kind of
way. I had to look it up, and if, in this case, butt hurt is talking about someone who gives a big negative emotional response、mm-hmm. when they think they're being insulted.In other words, they are taking something far too personally.
Oh, 看 Melody 那么激动 Cynthia 就说 don't get butt hurt. 不要那么玻璃心好不好也就是 don't take it too personally. 不要那么敏感虽然这个字字面上看起来是屁股痛可记得它是不要玻璃心的意思 don't butt hurt.
Yep, and moving on, we see that Madeline says, I am calm.Now, as Elsie just mentioned, calm can be used, and is being used here, as an adjective rather than a verb. So it's the state of being relaxed, not worried, and not angry.
所以 Madeline 这边就说了，我很冷静啊。此处的 calm 就是刚刚讲到的形容词冷静的用法。
Okay, she also adds, you just hurt my feelings, though. Your feelings, or again, in modern speak, your feels...are your emotions. They are the things that you feel.
那 Melody 就说了你伤到我的心了 You hurt my feelings. 也就是 you hurt my emotions. Feelings 就是 emotions, 情绪感觉。
Yes, she has so many feels. Whatever that means. In response to this, Cynthia says, do you even think about my feelings? Okay,、Ooh. So she's kind of fighting back a bit here.And she answers her own question. She says, no, because you only think about yourself. Now, this isn't really a modern expression.、Mm-hmm. So I know this one already. If you only think about yourself, you are being selfish, which is S-E-L-F-I-S-H, selfish. You ignore other people's feelings or you don't even realize they have feelings.
所以这边 Cynthia 就说那你有想过我的感受吗没有因为你只想到你自己 You're being selfish
Yep, you only think about yourself Now after that, Madeline is maybe feeling a little bit guilty A bit bad, a bit sorry about her behavior She says, I'll show up to work on the homework next time So there, she's saying, okay,Don't worry, don't be angry at me.
Next time I'll show up.
Next time I'll do it. So, show up, that is our next word power word. It's a phrasal verb. Show, kind of like yesterday's show, same spelling, S-H-O-W, then up, U-P, show up. Let's take a look. To show up means to arrive or appear at a place. For example, I waited at the bus stop for 30 minutes, but the bus never showed up.I waited at the bus stop for 30 minutes, but the bus never showed up.
在昨天的文章中，我们看到 show 这个动词是出示给某人看某个东西。那今天我们看到它在一个动词片语里面出现哦，叫做 show up, 也就是出现的意思。我在公车站排等了30分钟，但是公车就是没有出现。So you said there were two word power words in that sentence, right?
Right, and the other word is next,
next,
N-E-X-T, next, which is an adjective. Let's find out what it means. So, next, the next event, next day, next time, and so on, is the one that happens after the present one or after the previous one that you mentioned. Here's an example. Tommy will study Japanese at college next year.Tommy will study Japanese at college next year.
Next, 在文章中是一个形容词，代表下次的、紧接的或者是隔壁的。那例句说呢 ,Tommy 明年会在大学修习日文。So back to the conversation, Madeline 保证她下次 next time 一定会出现 but not this time.
Yeah, next time, exactly, not now. Cynthia asks, what about this time?
所以 Cynthia 就问了那这次呢你要去哪里你还是要去约会吗
And Madeline says, I'm going on a date, remember? Bye!
最后 Madeline 就很不负责任地说诶你记得我要去约会对吗 Bye, 走咯
Okay, and there's not much Cynthia can say to that. She just kind of says, you really... And then we see that Cynthia does a facepalm.
What is that?
Well, you know what that means. And now I finally get to learn it because it's the slang you used all the way back in the introduction to day one.
Yep.
Facepalm is when you do this.
Oh.
Because you can't believe how stupid or rude someone, including you, has been. You put your face into your palm, so face palm.
So face 是脸蛋 palm 是手掌这种手遮脸无奈的动作就代表你很无言 And that face palm brings us to the end of the article. So now it's time for our magic box.
嗨大家好我是 Celine 欢迎来到 Magic Box 找亮点昨天我的朋友跟我约今天吃饭但是因为我很常迟到啊所以我们要分开之前他就跟我说 Hey, be there on time, don't let me down Hey, be there on time, don't let me down 压力好大诶等一下你不知道 let me down 的意思对不对诶绝对不是让我掉到地上而是让我的心掉到地上这个 down 是形容词意思是不高兴的情绪低落的或者是提不起精神的所以 let somebody down 就是让某人不开心失望的意思所以如果我们要说诶不要让我不开心我们就可以说 don't let me down 因为是形容感受所以我们也很常用 be 或者是 feel 再接上 down 来表示觉得难过例如Jerry felt down because he didn't pass the exam. Jerry felt down because he didn't pass the exam. Jerry 心情不好因为他的这个考试没有通过。那相反的如果要表示某个人的心情获得了提振我们可不可以用 up 呢其实可以的我们可以用 cheer somebody up 来表示让人心情获得振奋或者是鼓舞某人的意思。我们可以说I always try to cheer my friends up when they feel down. I always try to cheer my friends up when they feel down. 当我的朋友们感到沮丧的时候呢，我总是会试着鼓舞他们。还有一个字可以使用，也就是这个 lift， 也是提升的意思。Lift one's spirits， 意思就是让人觉得开心一点。For example， 我的朋友 Ken， 他觉得沮丧的时候呢，就什么办法都没有让他开心起来。When Ken feels down, nothing can lift his spirits. When Ken feels down, nothing can lift his spirits. 跟大家讲了这么多跟心情有关的片语，那希望大家都记起来了。最后呢，就是我们的验收时间咯，考考你们这句话怎么说？妈妈现在觉得难过，我们一起来试着让她开心点吧。诶，这两句话英文怎么说？别走开，答案即将揭晓哦。
The answer is...Mom is feeling down right now. Let's try to cheer her up. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到咯。
Okay, Pat, what do you have?
Well, this is what I was working on. I thought of the idea for this yesterday. And to be fair, I drew this before you showed up.
Okay, so show me.
Well, this is my idea is that a lot of communication is done through emojis, line stickers, GIF things on the internet, all of that stuff. So I've drawn my own sticker for one of our pieces of slang. Can you guess what it is?
So two people are kissing each other.
Oh, yeah.
And then two other people, one of them is puking, is throwing up.It's feeling gross.
Yep.
So, they are 展示公众场合展示他们的爱 PDA.
Yes, this is PDA, public display of affection, and it's making this one here feel a bit uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
Like you might see people doing that and go, 哎呦, we are taller. Right?
I wanna puke.
Exactly.
Do you do that?
I don't mind. I like to see young people in love. Okay, you're next.
How old are you?
What? You next, Elsie. Let me see your drawing.
All right, mine is very, very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da!
Okay, there is a face and there is a hand. Face palm.
Oh, yeah.
I get that.
So, actually...Our two stickers can work together.
That, yeah, if you see somebody doing too much PDAs, you would go, stop it, you two. Not again.
Right.
Face palm. All right. Well, that is all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching. We hope you've learned some useful expressions. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Slang for everyday life.
PDA, public display of affection.
Madeline is on her phone.
Okay, honey. Bye.
Madeline blows kisses into the phone.
Ew! No more PDAs. Also, shouldn't we work on our group homework?
Butt hurt.
I forgot about that. I have a date with Liam.
Again?You're letting our group down.
No, I'm not. I always do my best.
Hey, calm down. Don't get butthurt, okay?
You only think about yourself.
I am calm.
You just hurt my feelings, though.
Do you even think about my feelings? No, because you only think about yourself.
I'll show up to work on the homework next time.
Facepalm.
What about this time?
I'm going on a date. Remember?
Bye.
You really...
Facepalm.
Phone. Phone. We need to turn off our phones.Before the movie starts. We need to turn off our phones before the movie starts. Work on. Work on. I'm working on my school project right now. Please don't bother me. I'm working on my school project right now.Please don't bother me. Show up. Show up. I waited at the bus stop for 30 minutes, but the bus never showed up. I waited at the bus stop for 30 minutes, but the bus never showed up. Next.Next. Tommy will study Japanese at college next year. Tommy will study Japanese at college next year.